السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. So inshallah today for our analysis, we are going to take few more ayahs. I would like you to have your notebooks open. Make sure that you have your four columns for the four rules of noon. Just to go over it briefly, first column is for izhar, and the izhar letters are hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain ha. Today I would like you to just focus on these six and make sure you memorize them. And we'll go over them in the lecture. The iqlab is letter ba. That's the second column. Third column is al-idgham, yarmalun. There are six letters. Of them, you make ghunna on four. Yanmu, ya, noon, mim, and waw. And the other two, lam and ra, there is no ghunna. And on column four is all the rest of the letters, which is for Al-Ikhfa, we are going to make Ghunna, we are going to hold it, two harakat. Additional columns you can make is for the name of Allahu, where it's going to be heavy and light. So column 5 would be heavy on Allahu when the Fatha or the Dhamma comes before, the Zabar or the Pesh comes before the name of Allah. And column 6 will be when the zair comes before the name of Allah, it will be soft. Pronunciation will be soft. Okay. So, inshallah, let's get started. Take a look at ayah number 20, Suratul Baqarah. Please open the mushaf. Now, look for the word towards the second half. Walau sha'allahu. So here you have the word Allahu before you have Sha'a. So this is going to be heavy. Sha'allahu. So you can write the words Sha'allahu in the column where number 5, where it is going to be heavy. Also you have Inna Allaha. Repeat Inna Allaha. So this lamb is also heavy. This also goes into the same column. We have one word, Shay'in Qadir. Shay'in is two kasra, two zair followed by letter qaf. Now go back to your analysis. What is this? Letter qaf, is it one of your izhar letters? Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. It's not. So it's not izhar. And letter ba would make it iqlab, so this is not iqlab, and idgham needs yarmalun, ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, and noon. So this is not idgham, so it has to be ikhfa. Shay'in qadir. Make sure when you say when you pronounce, then qaf is heavy, so your shay'in will also be a bit heavy. The noon sound will be heavy. Shay'in qadir. Now let's go to ayah number 21. You have two words, min qablikum. The word min, okay, followed by letter qaf. Just like shay'in qadir was ikhfa, so this is going to be ikhfa also. Min qablikum. I would like you to write these words in the columns. This is just an exercise for those who are new to Tajweed especially, and you need a little bit more time, because as you do the reading and the writing, it'll click in your brain. So next time when you find it somewhere else, it'll be very easy for you. You won't have to think so much. Now, ayah 22 has got lots of examples. So this is very, very important ayah for you. From the Tajweed point of view. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Alladhi ja'ala lakumul arda firashan. So what is going on here? Write the words firashan and where. So wow is one of our yarmalun. Remember, yarmalun lam wow. So this is idgham with gunna. Firashan wassamaa. Okay, so hold the wow. Firashan wa. Bring the sound from your nose. Firashan wassamaa. And binaan wa. The same thing. You see the hamza, two fatha followed by wow. So connect and hold it. If you're using the Uthmani Mushaf, imagine there's a big shadda on top of the wow. Then the next word is anzala. This noon, then letter zal. This is ikhfa, because zal is not one of the letters in your column 1, 2, or 3. It's not idhar, it's not iqlab, it's not idgham. So it's ikhfa. Wa anzala. من السماء ماء ف. ف is also إخفاء. So you are going to make غنة sound. ماء فأخرج. فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا. Okay. رزقا. قن is followed by لام. لام has a شدة. If you remember, especially if you're using the Pakistani or the Desi script, then you always see a shadda or a tashdeed after the two zer, two zabar, two pesh. Then it is always idgham. You are going to merge. Rizqal lakum. Rizqal lakum. Now, with letter lam, you cannot do ghunna. So it is idgham without ghunna. Rizqal lakum. Write these two words, inshallah, in the idgham column. Okay, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ. لِلَّهِ, name of Allah, the middle lamb is soft. لِلَّهِ. Repeat. لِلَّهِ. لِلَّهِ. The next word is alif noon followed by dal. Noon has a sukoon, or it is empty in the Uthmani script. أَنْدَادَوْ. So this is noon of ikhfa. أَنْدَادَوْ. So dal followed by wow. So two fatha followed by wow. This is idgham with ghunna. Hold it. Again we have أَنْتُمْ. The noon is ikhfa. أَنْتُمْ. Write it under the ikhfa column. Quickly, if we can go through one more example. The next ayah, wa in kuntum. Noon, sakina, followed by kaf. What is this? I would like you to put it in yourself, the proper column. And kuntum, same thing. So what are these two? These two noons are for noon for ikhfa. I hope you got it right. Fi raibin mimma. Raibin followed by mim shadda. Whenever you see the shadda, after the tanween, it's idgham. Fi raibim, hold it. Mimma. Mim mushaddada, always we make a gunna sound and we hold it to harakat. The next word is bisuratin followed by mim. So it's the same thing like raibin. You have two kasra plus mim. This would be idgham. بغنة, with غنة. مِن مِثْلِهِ. So مِن followed by مِم. So whenever you have شَدَّة, you skip the نُون. So this is also the same thing that you're going to do. إِدْغَام with غنة. مِن مِثْلِهِ. Okay, I hope you have written them in the proper columns. The next word, min dunillahi. So this noon followed by letter dal. Quickly assess. Dal is not from your idhar column or iqlab or idgham. So it is ikhfa. Min duni. Min duni. So this goes into your ikhfa. Min dunillahi. Why do I say لام like that soft دون الله لاه لام فتحة لا soft لام إن كنتم and we did this example right before where the noon is going to be إخفاء كنتم is also إخفاء صادقين so inshallah let's keep it here سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته